Water is life. This is a universally understood truth. It crosses cultures, it spans continents. It has not drifted in its veracity over time. Water is life. Where will you find ancient civilizations and their settlements? How can you trace the expansion of societies on a map? You follow the water. Water is life. It's easy to forget this. You realize that we flush away with every handle push more water than some people have for their entire day in certain places of the world. And the water we're flushing is clean. The 1 gallon a day some people get is barely safe, if at all. We turn on the tap and there it is, this fresh, clean, hot or cold at our choosing water. We forget how significant this is. And we risk not understanding the deep symbolism of the waters of baptism without this connection to the power that water is life. Now, water is also joy. Yesterday, I had the honor of watching my children play in the sprinklers. So simple. Such joy. It's the same when they go out and play in the summer rain. Oh, that's fun. The little puddles that form on the sidewalk and watching them splash everywhere. The laughter bouncing off the walls of the buildings around us. I mean, I think about swimming pools, slip and slides, squirt guns, water balloons. Infants discovering their ability to splash in the tub, and once they do, there is no going back. I think we forget that, too. Water is joy. I mean, the way we as adults often tend to dash for cover or quickly pull out an umbrella at the first drop of precipitation, I worry that we have forgotten that water is joy. These two truths, life and joy, they are things we long for so often. We are longing for life, we are longing for joy, and yet it's so easily forgotten, or at least we overlook them. So today we are invited to remember. The traditional words spoken in our tradition are, remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember. Well, what should we remember about baptism? For those of us who were baptized as infants, we don't have our own firsthand memories. I mean, I have a certificate and some yellowing photos in an album at my parents' house. But I don't have memories. But our baptism is not simply a memory of something that happened once. And for those who have not been baptized, a phrase like, remember your baptism, can be like an immediate disconnect. Well, I don't have one to remember, so I guess there's no part for me in this conversation. Yes, there is. You see, sometimes there's also a disconnect for those who associate baptism only with infants. And they think, oh, I have curiosity and interest about baptism, but I must have missed the window because the pastor can't hold me anymore. But remembering baptism is not exclusively for those whose heads were dampened during a church service. I invite you to remember these words, to remember these two truths of love and joy. These are things for all people everywhere to remember. Remember life. Remember joy. Remembering baptism is to remember those things. In fact, the first scriptural accounts of baptism in the New Testament comes in the Gospel of Mark. It's actually chapter 1, and it begins with John, whose title was appropriately the Baptist. Hear our scripture this day. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. Now John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey, and this was his message. After me comes one more powerful than I, the very sandals of whom I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee came and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being opened and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice came down from the heavens. You are my Son, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased. Our scripture invites us to remember life and to remember joy. John offered baptism to people who were just trying to navigate life. The people who came and found John to receive baptism, they were not religious people. They were not powerful people. They were just people. Regular, everyday people trying to make it through life. And then there's John himself. He was not a religious leader. He was not a powerful person. He was just some guy wearing animal fur, eating locusts, and running around the desert. He did not take people to a sacred temple. He did not require an elaborate ritual or lots of sacred accoutrement. He just said, here's a river. Let's do this thing. He met regular, everyday people who were just trying to make it through life, imperfect people. And he walked them to that closest river. And he said, God wants you to know life. John was bringing God to life. And that's what baptism is. Baptism brings God to life. Baptism brings God to our lives, to the realness and humanness of our life. Because baptism is about life. And this is one of the things we are called to remember. Not just remember our life, but remember that God remembers and honors our lives. The waters of baptism are a symbolic reminder of the life that God has given us, the life God sustains and nurtures in us, our lives that God is active and present in. Water is life. Water is also joy. I love meeting with families and talking about baptism. And I tell every single family I work with when we're about to baptize their infant, I want to remind you, God is not waiting for us to put water on your baby's head to love them. God's not waiting for the water to share and know love and joy for this child. You see, baptism is an outward and visible sign of something at work in every single life. The waters of baptism are a sign for us to see what God is already doing. It almost makes what happens here redundant in a way. God already loves the kid. We're just finally catching up to that reality. And this isn't just true for infants. It's true for each and every one of us, whatever our age. I want those of you who may not have been baptized or who did not even know if you were baptized to hear this as clearly as those who have been. God loves you. You are cherished and celebrated by the divine for exactly who you are. Remembering the idea of baptism is to remember that love for each and every one of us. God loves you. The waters of baptism don't make that happen. They celebrate that it already has happened. They represent it. They draw our attention to it. They remind us. And that's the joy of baptism. It is a joy to be reminded of such truth that we need in our lives. That is the joy of baptism, and it is not ours alone. God is joyful as we celebrate baptism. I mean, we hear the words as Jesus comes out of the water, God is pleased. It says so, but it's not just because it was Jesus. God is joyfully present in the life of each and every human. You see, I don't just hear those words written in the scripture. I hear God say those words every single time we celebrate a baptism. I hope you heard it today as well. As the water was placed upon that head, that you might have heard God say, this is Juniper, whom I love, and her life pleases me. Is it a voice in my head? No. But it is something that is spoken to my heart each and every time we celebrate a baptism. And it's the kind of message we're invited to remember as a source of joy, that God looks at you, right at you, and says, I am pleased. I love you. God is joyfully celebrating life each and every moment with us and for us. And when we remember baptism, when we remember just the idea that baptism even exists, not even our own, we are remembering God's joyful pleasure in who we are. This is what we are called to remember. Not just our joy in God's love, which I do share, but also God's joy in loving us. Water is joy. Water is life. And we are invited to remember. Remember that God is present and active in life, in our lives. Remember that God is joyfully welcoming us in love and grace. We're invited to remember that we don't have to do anything to receive these gifts, for they have already been given. Not just to Juniper this day, but to each and every one of us. Anything that we do is merely our best effort at symbolizing and creating space to acknowledge God's proactive love that meets us where we are. And as we are reminded in those ancient words, we're not only invited to remember our baptism, we are invited to remember our baptism and be thankful. May that thankfulness permeate our lives, bringing us joy as we remember this day and every day. Amen.